this is my experimental podcast. It's October 24th, 2009, and I'm Deb Bloom coming to you from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today's topic is a timely one, as we're nearing Halloween. I'll be talking to Matt Bloom on vampire literature. Matt's a graduate of UNI in the English Creative Writing Master's Program. While a student, he began work on a novel which is based in vampire lore. He delved into the vampire mythology as part of his thesis work at UNI. Welcome, Matt.
Hello.
So do you think it's being overexposed or turned into another form of pop culture? I'm thinking especially of the pulpy teen romance Twilight series of books and films, and more recently the film The Vampire's Assistant.
Well, I think the popularity of vampires has to do with a couple of different factors. The first being that they're a classic sort of horror mythos, I suppose would be the word, which has gone back for centuries. When you have myths and legends about vampires dating back to several hundred years ago. But I think today, one of the main reasons why vampires are so popular is because it's actually become very popular within the last couple of decades to take the myth and deconstruct it by creating a variety of new twists and turns on it, whether it's the vampire story as a comedy, vampire story as an action-adventure movie, or even the vampire story as a teenage romance story. It's just become very popular to take that sort of classic myth and find different ways to change it up. First of all, it is incredibly, incredibly bad. But second, has become very popular with a certain sort of fan base. And it's become quite easy for other people to look at that popularity and decide to just jump on that bandwagon.
So, in other words, we're seeing a lot of carbon copies out there.
Exactly. It's a lot like what happened with Harry Potter a few years ago. These books became incredibly popular, started selling a lot of money, and so you start seeing a whole lot of other little kid wizard books coming out of the woodwork. And that's what's happening with vampires now. A lot of lesser quality writers have decided that a good way to make a quick buck is to throw together a vampire story. Usually something that could appeal to the Twilight audience with these sort of vampire teen romance kind of genre.
So does this mean you're going to try to cash in also?
Actually, this is what has gotten me to stop writing my own vampire story. I've been working on this for several years now, actually. But at this point, it seems like releasing a vampire book would be an automatic way to discredit myself as a writer. There's nothing... Well, I like to think it would set itself apart from the other quick-written cash-in books, but to just the average shopper stopping in to browse through books at Barnes & Noble, it would look just like one of the other several dozen vampire stories out there. So I'm shelving it until the vampire craze dies down, at which point it will hopefully stand out a little bit more from other new releases.
There you have it. We're going to have to wait longer for Matt's book to come out then. Thank you, Matt, for joining me today, and thank you for listening.